Welcome to another episode of Crossing Soccer Boulder, a podcast focused on the growth of CONCACAF soccer. Before we get started, we want to thank you for listening. I am Rudy, and co-hosting is my brother Rodrigo.
Today is April 11th, and today we're going to break down some of really good matchups that we saw this past week and what we have coming up. We mentioned a lot of the CONCACAF Champions League as well as the UEFA Champions League, and we have plenty of that coming up this week as well. So I'll get you guys started. Rodrigo is going to be co-hosting as well again today. But we'll start with the Atlanta United against Alajuelense. This was a very surprising matchup, right? We talked about last week about how it was going to be pretty even. Alajuelense has been playing good in their league, and Atlanta United has come from preseason to get their first true matchup of 2021. Very crazy game. Atlanta held most of the possession, and if it wasn't for Brad Guzan getting red carded, this was not going to be a very interesting matchup, right? It was like anything playing in Costa Rica is not easy as well. But Atlanta United, man, had like a perfect, exactly what they asked for after getting a red card. They got a very early goal from a PK. Ezequiel Barco puts it back in the net. And Alajuelense tried their best to try to get a goal back. They had 17 shots compared to 8 for Atlanta. And they just did really good. Rodrigo, I don't know what your thoughts are.
Hey guys, Rodrigo here. And like Rudy mentioned, we noticed Alajuelense keep it a tough matchup against Atlanta United. I saw pretty evenly matched, especially after that red card. The possession was up there, both teams going at it. And I was surprised to see Joseph Martinez getting a little bit of playing time. I didn't see much of a difference make since of the red card that Atlanta United suffered. But overall, I really think Atlanta United has a strong possibility of moving on to the next round. Alajuelense, although put up a good match, we're going to see what they can do in Atlanta. And I think that can carry us over to our next match, which is going to be Portland versus Marathon. This match is going to take place right after 7 p.m. on Tuesday night. And they're heading to Portland. Just a little note on the first game. We did mention Felipe Mora, if he could make a difference. Well, he got a goal in the first match. So that was good to see. Also, Kevin Arriaga, he was solid. I think he was the man of the match for that game. And he played pretty well. And the other player we talked about was Van Ranking. He gave the assist on that Felipe Mora goal. And on the other end, I believe the two goals that Marathon scored were kind of on his side. So he lost the markup on those. But for this next match, I believe Portland has a good team that they can get them through the next game. And I think they can close it at home. What do you think, Rudy?
Yeah, so this one was a very interesting matchup. But hey, just quick recap, the Atlanta United and Alajuelense matchup is at 5 p.m. on Tuesday. But yeah, going back to this Marathon Portland matchup, it was a lot to what we said it was going to be. It was going to be a very, it's hard to play in Honduras. And Portland still kind of showed that they were in still preseason form. But the main people that were supposed to do something did, which were Diego Valeri had an amazing free kick from way outside the box. And, you know, Portland was out there trying to stay competitive. If it wasn't because an own goal by Denovan Torres, maybe Marathon could have finished this off. And it could have been 2-1, which, well, they still have another leg. And I do believe Portland is going to be much stronger at home. They are just a great team at home. Of course, we know that COVID, have limited occupation on the field or on the stadium. And it's going to be very interesting to see them play. But yeah, if you guys are a Portland fan or a Marathon fan, make sure to catch that game. It's again that Tuesday at 7 p.m. With that, I'll move up to the next matchup. This one is being against Arcanine, against Cruz Azul. The first matchup, I think Rodrigo called it dead on. He said Cruz Azul is probably going to come with a B team, and that was absolutely the case. They ended up being not necessarily shocked, I don't think, but Arcanine played well defensively. Cruz Azul kept the ball, but they just couldn't break them down. The matchup ended up 0-0. Cruz Azul ended up with a possession of more than 70% of the time, which is incredible, but only had 11 shots and 2 on target, which is very impressive to see the Haitian team do. And yeah, I mean, again, like Rodrigo mentioned, it's going to be the point that Cruz Azul is most likely going to put their best team to play at home and close out this game. But what are your thoughts, Rodrigo?
Exactly that. I definitely was expecting Cruz Azul to go into this game with a B team just to see what they can get out of it, if they can get a goal away and, you know, try to maybe carry on that B team again at home. But now, since it didn't go as planned, I guess, draw, it's not the best thing for them. So I definitely think they're going to come in with more starters into the second leg, just so they can put it away and go into the next round. So yeah, I think we'll just see about that. I don't think it's going to be, if they do that, I don't think it's going to be a close game. I think it's also going to put 2 or 3 goals. I doubt this team can score against them, since they barely had any possession against the B team. So it's going to be tough for them. But anything's possible in soccer. We'll see what they can do. And that can carry us over to the León versus Toronto FC. This match, if you guys want to join it, it's going to be on Wednesday, April 14 at 5 p.m. Central Time, if you want to catch that one. But just a little recap on the game we just saw. And León came in, you know, strong into this game. They carried the whole game. They had more shots, more possession. Toronto did have a couple of them that... Rodolfo Cota, as we mentioned, you know, solid goalkeeper. He could have kept the clean sheet if it wasn't for that own goal, but he was excellent in the back. You know, he brings a lot to this team, and I think that that's a strong defense for them. We did see Joel Campbell from the Costa Rican had a couple missed opportunities. He should have put those away. This game maybe would have been a lot less closer than it should have been. Especially going into Toronto, they did miss quite a few shots on goal. And Toronto, I mean, they could have done that. They did have, I think, 2 right from the get-go. I believe Jossy Altidore had a header 30 seconds in, and that could have been an opening goal, but Rodolfo got behind it. And then that goal from Fernando Moran, that was just an absolute strike off the volley. If you guys want to go watch that, go check it out. It was a really nice goal. And now León gets to head over to Canada, and we'll see how they take this game. I believe that's where it's going to be played at. Let me see. Actually, they're playing in Florida. I didn't catch that. But I think it's the Canada coronavirus guidelines, so they're not going to be traveling for a while, I believe. But León has a strong team. We didn't see Luis Montes out there. We saw him this weekend, if you guys catch any of the Liga MX games. And he was a big part of those, I believe, 2 goals. They ended up beating Atlas 3-1. And he was a big part of that game. So I expect him to be in this game and try to get León over to the next round. Do you have any thoughts on this, Rudy?
Yeah, so I think Toronto did, you know, what they needed to do for a preseason form, which was getting that all-important away goal, right? So it's a decisive thing. Sometimes that's all you need. I mean, they could technically go to Toronto, get, 0-0 tie, and they would pass, right? Because of that home, away goal. So no, it's they did a great job. I think they're solid. It's good to see Jozy Altidore out there, even though he was subbed out. It's good to see them trying to get in form. I don't know if he suffered from a lot of injuries, and to me, he's probably still the top U.S. striker, as much as they don't want to make him that. But yeah, so Rodrigo mentioned this game is being played in Florida, and Toronto's going to start for at least a couple months, if not longer, playing in the U.S. For their MLS games as well. But we'll move to the next game, which, if I'm not mistaken, it was the Deportivo Saprissa against Philadelphia matchup. Same thing, another spectacular Philadelphia showing, in the sense of, you know, they're pretty new to this competition. And they went to a place again, the big, they call it the Purple Monster, I believe, the stadium for Saprissa, and even Saprissa has that nickname. And Saprissa having big players like Watson, Christian Bolaños in their lineups, and the Polish striker scoring that single goal for the game in the 34th minute that gives Philadelphia a so important win. And maybe a close away goal, but we know how important those are. So this game is going to be a rematch, and we will see them play on Wednesday at 7 p.m. I believe they're going to leave everything out there. The game will be played in Philadelphia unless anything changes. But Rodrigo, you have any thoughts on this?
Yeah, another close game this is kind of set up to be. Saprissa, as we know, they've been a Costa Rica giant for a while. Philadelphia does not have an easy task at home. I see this being a close game. I still think it could go either way. I don't see Philadelphia scoring more than one goal if they can score at home. But Deportivo Saprissa, I think they're going to try to go after this one. And, you know, they want to get back into the next round. The next game, if you want to watch, it's going to be Club America against Olimpia. That's actually going to be at 7 p.m. Central Time as well on Wednesday night. So it's going to go at the same time as the Philadelphia. So you got a little bit of a choice there to make. But America, you know, as we know them, they're doing pretty well this year in the league. And they came right after it against Olimpia. Olimpia did not gave up, you know, an easy opportunity for America to go to the next round. They kept it a close game, especially with that last minute goal. But overall, America did kind of go with a mix of an A team, B team team in this, kind of those two away goals that are always important in this tournament. And going to Mexico City, it's going to be tough for Olimpia, especially, you know, everybody knows the high altitude in Mexico. If you're not used to it, you're going to get tired. I can see America going with a stronger team into this and trying to get themselves into the next round. I didn't see any real surprises from America or Olimpia, so I think both teams will be out there trying to go into the next round. What do you think, Rudy?
Yeah, so America just came from playing, I believe yesterday they played Tigres. They won 3-1. They put probably one of their best lineups. So they're going to be tired legs there for sure. You know, playing Tigres is not an easy task. And playing any high Liga MX match is not an easy task. So it's going to be interesting to see what they ended up lining with. Even if they play with their best team, America does. Olimpia can make it difficult, right? They only need a few goals. And as much as playing in Mexico City is, and, you know, playing against Ochoa, and big players that America has, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be a cakewalk. We know this. We know the Hondurans, Honduran clubs, Honduran, the Honduran national team always comes and plays hard in Mexico. It's like we mentioned in the past, players want to come and showcase their talent as they're trying to make a jump, either to play in Mexico, play in the U.S. So even if they lose, which again, it's not an easy thing to come to at Estadio Azteca and score more than 2 goals. But it's going to be a fun game to watch. Definitely a must watch for sure. And just to recap, I know Rodrigo mentioned where it was going to be played, I believe. Did you mention what time it was going to be played, Rodrigo?
Yeah, if you want to catch this game, it's going to be the exact same time as the Philadelphia Saprissa game, which is 7 p.m. Central Time. So like I said, fans out there, if you want to watch both games, you kind of have to double up on your screens there, or just have to make a choice and, you know, which one do you think is going to be more exciting to watch.
Okay, and with that, I'll jump to the next matchup, which was the Columbus Crew playing against Real Estelí from Nicaragua. And this one was probably one of the ones that got kind of out of hand quite quickly. Columbus in the first half scoring 3 goals. And it was, they just looked like the better team. It was pretty close possession wise and shots on target. But Columbus just find ways to finish in the box. They have Jassy Sardes, who is just doing a fantastic job and scored a brace. Their captain, Jonathan Mensa, scored as well. And then Pedro Santos has scored a PK. But again, it was one of those matchups that we said, you know, sometimes there's some inexperience. And Columbus has been a while since we've seen them in this tournament play. But they've been doing pretty well the last couple of years with Caleb Porter. So it's very interesting to see. And this matchup is going to be played on Thursday, April 15th. At 7 o'clock. So there's only 2 matchups that day, so you know, you can definitely watch this game. I last episode I mentioned how I think Columbus is kind of like the dark horse to take it, at least for me and in my opinion. So I don't know, Rodrigo, what do you think? What do you saw out of this game?
Honestly, I see a really solid team from Columbus. I think they could win the whole tournament. I mean, they have a good team, not only because they destroyed, honestly, their opponent, 4 goals, you know, even though on paper it looked like a close game. But like you said, they have ways to win. They have good team chemistry. I can see Columbus going all the way on this one. I don't see why not, but we'll see if they can stop any of the Mexican teams like in the past. LAFC did it last year where they were just going through all the Liga MX teams, and they faced Tigres at the end, but I think Columbus can get there too. And that brings us to the last game of the night, which is going to be Monterrey against Atlético Pantoja. So if you watch any of the games last Thursday, there was just goal fest everywhere. You know, you have a 4-0 Columbus, and now you had a Monterrey Pantoja 3-0 game. This is going to be played in Monterrey. It's going to be at 9 p.m. Central Time if you guys want to catch that one right after the Columbus game. But Monterrey, like we mentioned, they went in there. They were strong. Their team was pretty much made up of all starters, and they played well. I mean, they find ways to win, and I think it was just kind of what we expected from them. Pantoja just kind of, you know, they were obviously the weaker team, and we saw that right away. Monterrey just completely controlled this game. But I don't know, did you see anything else? Do you think Pantoja can get a, it's going to be a hard challenge, but 4 goals?
Well, we talked about
3 goals, really, sorry.
No, we talked about the fact that, you know, Pantoja was very inexperienced coming into this tournament. And apart from inexperience, I think we mentioned, your research said they hadn't even played since November of last year.
Right, yes.
So, you know, having Monterrey show up with pretty, like you said, they're pretty much their starter. There were just a few pieces that didn't get to play. And I think that some of them did get subbed in. But, you know, I think Monterrey got hit in the ego when they saw Tigres go win this championship last year, this tournament last year, and make it to the final against Bayern Munich. So, yeah, it's just incredible that I think Monterrey is going to, between Columbus and Monterrey, I see them kind of fighting to win this tournament. Of course, there's always there's plenty of teams that could take it for sure. There's a lot of inexperience, but I think Monterrey, they've won this, if I'm not mistaken, they've won this tournament a few times, right? Yeah, five times. And so I think it's getting to the point that they need to be able to make it further than Tigres did. So the first step for them to do to make it would be to win this tournament. Yeah, no, but this is great. This is all the matchups that we have. As CONCACAF soccer enthusiasts, people, I'm very excited. I love this tournament. I wish, I guess, quote unquote, my teams were there. They're not, but it's okay. Really enjoy this type of tournament, seeing the matchups and teams finally getting to play in other countries, which obviously was limited last year. And we got the tournament happening in Orlando in the beginning of the year. But well, with that being said, we'll move to our next topic.
Before we go on, we want to thank our sponsor. Located about a mile away from Space Center Houston, find the All Pros Barbershop at 999 East NASA Parkway. Luis and his team will hook you up with a fresh haircut and a clean beard trim. Give them a call at 832-240-4267 or book your appointment online via Booksy. Make sure to follow them on Instagram to see their amazing work. Again, that is All Pros Barbershop, changing lives one haircut at a time.
This one being, we're going to hit points on the UEFA Champions League. So we're continuing with Champions League. However, we're moving to Europe. And there's plenty of CONCACAF players that saw action. But we'll start with the, was it the Man City Dortmund that we started last year? Last week, Rodrigo?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to start with that one.
Yeah, so let's see. So, again, we knew that it was going to be a tight matchup. Man City has been playing well, even though they lost this weekend, which makes perfect sense. I think they put everything in the fire so they could beat Dortmund and be ready for Dortmund on the second leg. Kevin De Bruyne scoring. Marco Rose pulled one pretty towards the end and out of nowhere. Fonden scoring the 90th minute, making it interesting for sure. Now they're going to go back to Dortmund, and Dortmund has that away goal. Very important away goal. If you're a fan of sports, you know that sometimes that away goal comes and hunts you at times when you don't expect it. But Rodrigo, what did you see in this game?
Yeah, this was a tough game, but there's a lot. I don't know where to start. If you watch this game, you saw there was a couple referee decisions that obviously fans are not too happy about. Definitely, Ederson had was a mistake that he lost the ball. They put it in the net, and they called it as a foul. I honestly don't even see how you call that as a foul. He just lost control of it. And that's, you know, that makes a big difference, especially in this big tournament. But Man City, you know, they do what they do best, which is keep possession. Pep Guardiola obviously has that, you know, tiki-taka, that's his whole thing, keep possession and attack strong. They did just that. And I think Dortmund, it's going to have a hard time trying to find two goals, but I think they can do it. It's going to be exciting. They do feel, I think, the hurt from the, you know, decisions that were made in the game that could have changed the outcome. So I can see a lot of fight in them. And yeah, I think we'll see a great matchup there. And the next game we have up, it's going to be Madrid versus Liverpool.
Wait, Rodrigo, before you get started, I just want to let them know that this matchup for Man City and Dortmund is set on Wednesday. So I think last week we had it on Tuesday, but this one's on Wednesday at 2 o'clock. Just, you know, for all the City fans and Dortmund fans that are out there watching it.
Yeah, no, definitely. And Liverpool Madrid will be playing Wednesday as well, same time. So if people want to watch that game, they can enjoy it too. But let's get a little bit to talking to this game. You know, if you watch this game, you saw Madrid that were pretty dominating as far as the creating and taking their opportunities. They created a lot of chances to score, and they put them away. There was a couple of defensive errors. I want to say other people might say that this was, you know, great passing. We saw an assist from Toni Kroos, which was honestly a great ball. But at the same time, I think the defender should have done more. But it was I think a little bit lopsided the game. We know Liverpool has been struggling to score or make their shots be on target. Madrid had plenty of opportunities. I believe overall Liverpool kept a little bit more possession, but at the end it really doesn't matter when you end up losing 3-1. But this time, you know, Liverpool, it's at Anfield. It used to be a big thing in the last season and in the past. This season, not so much, having already lost many times there. So we'll see what this brings on. I believe Ramos is still going to be out for this game, and everybody should be back on track. As the last game, it's going to be the same, I believe, same starter lineup. I don't think any teams can do anything different. Eden Hazard, I believe he's still out. I know he didn't play the Clásico, and you know, Madrid just has a little bit of a bigger boost there by beating Barcelona 2-1. And now I know they want to put Liverpool away and go into the next round, but I think Liverpool can come and play with heart and try to knock them out. What do you think, Rudy?
Yeah, I think like the major topic for sure was Ramos not playing in this matchup, and obviously he is their main leader, their captain, which probably took a lot of pressure out of the defenders that were playing this match. But Real Madrid just keeps showing up. Like, you think they're kind of dead and done, and maybe like their their dynasty is over, but I mean, they are the ruling and most winning team for the Champions League for a reason, I think. They have a great midfield with Luka Modric, Casemiro, and Toni Kroos, and they're just dominant. Benzema is on fire as well. He didn't score this matchup, but, you know, the two wingers did, and it's just good to see. And, you know, Rodrigo, I'm not too sure because I didn't look it up, but I see that Sadio Mane and Alexander-Arnold both got yellow cards. Are they going to miss the next matchup, or any of them?
No, they shouldn't miss the next matchup. They should be good to play. Mane has been having a rough start or a rough couple games, so I don't see we see him in the starting lineup. They kept him out for their match against... the recent match in the league. Sorry, I'm drawing a blank here.
No worries. I was just curious. But we can go move to the next matchup. You did mention the time. Yeah, it was both of them. Both of those matches that we talked in the very beginning. They're both going to be played on Wednesday at 2 o'clock. So it's going to be rough if you're a fan of both teams. But... or all, you know, of both matchups, but I'm sure you can find a way to watch it. But we'll go into the Porto against Chelsea matchup. This one, Porto to me was the one that I would prefer to win, just again because of the good work that they put playing against a very strong Juventus team. But this is soccer, right? You know, Chelsea came. I think this game was, again, we talked about how it was moving in Spain. But they played in Spain, in Sevilla, I believe. And Chelsea came strong, put two goals, one in the first half, in the 32nd minute. But Mason Mount and then Ben Chilwell scored in the 85th minute to close this game out. And it's going to be very tough. I think Chelsea kept good possession of this matchup, over 60%. And even though Porto had plenty of shots, they only had 5 shots on target. And they could not find a way to beat Mendy in goal. And we should see kind of what happens. The Gatito did play. So we're referring to CONCACAF players. The Gatito played all 90 minutes. But again, couldn't get anything going. And for Chelsea, we did see Christian Pulisic come as a sub. So plenty of U.S. versus Mexico action there. Rodrigo, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, no, we saw Chelsea definitely dominate this game. Honestly, I expected a little bit closer match, but they went out there and they're getting stronger as the season progresses. I think Tuchel has done a great job with Chelsea. If anybody watched the Premier League, Pulisic actually scored 2 goals. So he got himself a brace there over the win against Crystal Palace, 4-1 win. So, yeah, they're coming in strong, I think, against Porto. Playing in Spain might be a little bit different. They don't really get that home field advantage, per se. So I think Chelsea can come strong. We'll see what they can do. But this is a strong Chelsea team. This would be – my guess is that they'll go on to the next round. And for our last game – we have PSG against Bayern Munich, which honestly, this was a really goal thriller of a game. Just a small recap on it. Bayern Munich did exactly what we thought they were going to do, just completely dominate possession, shots, chances, creating opportunities, everything. But PSG ended up, whatever shots they had, whatever chances, they ended up scoring, making the most out of it. And that really helped them win. I think going into France for the next leg is going to be tough for Bayern, and especially being down. But I think they can still pull through. It was interesting. We talk about this CONCACAF players, but it was interesting to see Davis not get the start on this one. For some reason, I really thought he was going to be a starter. And we didn't see him there. We did see him get subbed in, so obviously he was missed. And I'm sure he'll be starting in the next game, especially with how much speed and PSG has with Mbappe and Neymar on top. So this is going to be interesting. What are your thoughts on this one, Rudy?
Yeah, so like we knew this one right here was the last year's final. So it was definitely a great matchup. I mentioned how I think, and I still believe, that if Bayern Munich gets out of this one, they are probably the favorites, just because they have been doing very well in league. They've been doing well even in Champions League. But PSG came out with Mbappe, and my gosh, Mbappe is just like the next level, right? You know, we had Ronaldo and Messi for such a long time, and hopefully Mbappe can be that. He is just a force to be reckoned with. The guy scores. He does use his speed. It's like playing FIFA and you use that super speed back in the day. I mean, Mbappe is really fast. His pace is just amazing. And maybe them not having Alphonso Davies to start, you know, to try to keep up with him at least, was probably something that they'll probably look into making that change coming up next game. And Rodrigo?
No, yeah, and one thing, sorry, I forgot to mention, the most important thing about PSG was Keylor Navas, you know, the Costa Rican. We're trying to highlight this CONCACAF players, and he was absolutely amazing. Even though he got scored on 2 goals, he made 10 saves. I mean, if you watch this game live, it was some incredible goalkeeping. Bayern Munich, they just come everything at it. If you look at the stat sheets, Bayern Munich had 31 shots, 12 of those on target. I mean, that's crazy. Most goalkeepers in an average game are going to see 2 to 3 saves at the most. And, you know, 10 saves, that's just amazing from him. And I think he makes the defense strong. It's good to watch a CONCACAF player be successful and be playing in these tough competitions.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's incredible. Yeah, I was going to say, the whole 31 shots against 6 shots is ridiculous. And for him to have 10 saves when 12 were on target, I mean, pretty much saved everything that came at him. And one thing that we didn't mention for this game, it's obviously the absence of Lewandowski has been big, and he's not going to be playing in the second leg either. So, you know, slim pickings are going to be for Bayern Munich to put it in the back of the net at how PSG kind of took care of that. So they're not out yet. Definitely, like, they need to make sure that they don't concede any more Mbappe goals or goals in general. But no, this is going to be a fun matchup. And I know we didn't mention for the last one, but same thing, this PSG Bayern Munich, as well as a Chelsea Porto matchup, are going to be both played on Tuesday at 2:00. So, you know, whichever your team you want to see between those four left. And but yeah, Rodrigo.
Yeah, just wanted to mention one last thing that I forgot. I don't think we covered it, but on the Man City Dortmund game, we did see Giovanni Reyna get some minutes in. So, you know, the US player gets his Champions League, I guess, round of 16 debut. And he tried to do his best. He had a pretty solid game for the minutes he played, but unfortunately, you know, they couldn't get they got the late goal, but they couldn't get the draw on that one. That's all I wanted to mention on that.
Well, with that being said, we would like to thank you again for listening to our show. And that would be a wrap for us. So have a good night.
Make sure to like, share, and subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to it. And if you have suggestions for an episode or you want to be featured, reach out to us on Twitter at Borders Soccer and at Crossing Soccer Borders on Instagram. Thanks again, and see you next time.